Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Friday, April 19th. Here is what we are covering. Salesforce recently detailed plans to utilize more data drawn from Slack to exploit a range of AI-driven features. This ambitious push spearheads the introduction of key takeaways and action items generated from Huddle's calls, marking an innovative attempt toward exploiting artificial intelligence. The updates also promise extended language support in Slack, ensuring robust multilingual adaptability. Controversial ads for the film Zola, seemingly generated by artificial intelligence, have put the movie distributor A24 under scrutiny. The ads, featuring disruptive Civil War imagery, have led to intense online backlash due to their potentially offensive nature. A24 has not publicly responded to the controversy stirred by these AI-produced promotions. In a surprising move forced by the U.S., Mexico has committed to halt its incentives to encourage Chinese electric vehicle production. This action takes aim at potential displacement of American manufacturers by Chinese firms, underlining tensions between these global powers within the international vehicle industry. With Mexico's decision, it's clear that the U.S.'s concern for its domestic car manufacturing industry is having a ripple effect on international trade operations. Apple has begun to significantly reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by pushing suppliers towards more sustainable operations, as indicated in their latest sustainability report. A 22% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions was recorded from 2022 to 2023 due to clean electricity sources used by its suppliers, and they hope to further reduce emissions by 75% by 2030. However, Apple is faced with the challenge of maintaining clean supply chains, which contribute the majority of the company's carbon emissions, while also ensuring transparency in their efforts to reach carbon neutrality. Meta, formerly known as Facebook, is now in direct competition with OpenAI and Google in the field of artificial intelligence with its latest release, Llama 3. Markedly, Llama 3 is a machine learning model that understands and makes sense of text in a way that could rival Google's AI technology. As the AI race intensifies, experts closely watch how this digital triumvirate will shape the future of technology, media, and communication. As the world grapples with big data and AI issues, their influence on Indian elections is becoming clear. Innovations such as deep learning algorithms and databases are being deployed to aid prediction, reporting, and analysis of voter behavior. This surge in AI tools might fundamentally shift how campaigns are run and elections are won in the world's largest democracy. The Adobe Express mobile app is now available on iOS and Android, featuring a suite of new generative AI tools previously accessible only on the desktop version. This all-in-one AI content creation app allows users to generate and edit content conveniently from anywhere, facilitating efficient team collaboration. Adobe Express's features, like generative fill for object insertion and replacement, AI text effects for a custom text makeover, and text-to-image tool for seamless branding, are designed to cater to the varying content creation needs of freelancers, small business owners, and influencers. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Thanks, and have a great Friday.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.